and who will be
Hello.
listening.
Hi, Margaret. Esther with Independent.
Yes.
I'm calling to let you know that obviously she wasn't coming, but I was actually in a meeting while she called me. Because I said,
you know,
let me know when you're done with your appointment so I can call back the client. But what happened is I was sitting in a meeting and I saw the call and I'm like, I literally just got out of the meeting.
So she may have, I had to be out this afternoon, and I told...
Yeah, no, she told me that she can't make it, because she finished her appointment at 12:50, and she was in Oneida, so she has to drive all the way.
So she wasn't able to come even though, is what you're saying?
Meaning, yeah, she was done with her appointment too late to make it to you guys.
Yeah. I think going forward it would be probably, you know, we just wouldn't count on her rather than... wonder, don't you think?
Right, so I'll tell you what, she told me that her doctor's appointment is in the morning at 11. So she calculated having enough time, you know, how much time would you spend at a doctor, an hour and a half at most, that she would be able to drive out to you still. But that's when she called, she's like, hey, I'm still waiting, they haven't called me in, I have not even seen a doctor yet, so like, just let the client know that I might not come today. So I said, you know what, instead of canceling, let's see when you finish and call me, and then we could take it from there. But when she actually called me, I was in a meeting, so I couldn't even give you an update.
Understand. Will she come tomorrow?
Yes, I confirm that. She'll come tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
Thanks
for letting us know.
Sure, no problem. Bye. Have a great rest of your day. Bye-bye.